It is believed to be one of only 12 of this model in the world. One of the reasons why, when it went up for auction, it became the most expensive motorcycle ever sold at an auction. Your morning team on WSGW. You're with Charlie and Denise and Pat. It is 6:22. It is a 1908 strap tank Harley Davidson. I'm not a motorcycle guy. I had to look it up. I didn't realize that Harley Davidson was making motorcycles back in 1908. The company dates back to 1903, so it's very early on. Here's a picture of it. I put it on our morning team page. It's kind of a small one, but when you look at it, you think, looks like a bicycle. And basically, yeah, that's your early motorcycle. Sold at auction for $935,000. Mecum Auction in Las Vegas. It was built in the original Harley-Davidson one-story factory back in 1908. And another reason why it sold as the most expensive ever, a motorcycle at an auction, is because it still has some of its original parts. 1908. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original parts include the tank, the wheels, the engine belt pulley, seat cover, and muffler sleeve. My guess is that this wasn't used a lot because those items you'd have thought would have got replaced or a long time ago. But still, it says that strap tank Harleys do have a reputation for selling for high prices. For example, in 2015, one sold for $715,000, but it didn't have a lot of the original parts on it. So, yeah, there you go. It's pretty cool looking, I got to say. It's called a strap tank because of how the bike's fuel and oil tank are attached to the crossbar of the frame via nickel straps. I mean, literally, you're sitting on the fuel tank.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in some motorcycles right now, I mean, that fuel tank is right in front of you. I mean, right in front of your seat. But, yeah, you're literally sitting on it.
How many do they think that
They see 12.
12.
Believed to be one of the 12 of these models in the world.
That is amazing.
I've seen on American Pickers a few times that they've looked for specifically those 100-year-old motorcycles, and they find maybe a motor and pieces, parts, and put them together, but I've never seen one, the whole thing.
No.
Like that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Like I said, I didn't have any clue that, I mean, I know Harley Davidson has a great history, but I'm thinking 1908, wow.
Yeah.
It really does just look like a bike, though, if you just put a basket in front of it, the handlebars,
you see a lot of those, the e-bikes these days, that's a lot. They look similar to that.
That's true.
Like
those e-bikes or motorized bicycles, so similar.
I don't think Harley Davidson would ever let you put a basket on the front of its motorcycle.
Probably not.
And the streamers on the handlebars.
And a little bell.